All right, the rampage continues. Good morning. This has been one heck of a week, for me anyway. And I don't know, something is quivering in you. It's time, my friend. It's time to step out. Step out and just name what's been agitating us, what we're disappointed about, why we're holding back. And today, what's pissing us off? It's okay to name what's pissing you off. Name it to yourself, name it to your partner, name it to your best friend. Name it to out into the night sky. I am pissed off because this year has created so much fill in the blank for every single one of us. So much. So today I just want to offer you the call to action. Name what you're pissed off about. I'm pissed off about so many things. First of all, I'm pissed off about myself, you know, which is why I'm having this week where I've been up very, very early pressing record. I'm having this week. I'm pissed off because I've been holding back and playing small for way too long. I'm pissed off because I mute my voice. I hold it back. I hold it down. I craft it. I'm pissed off because the business that I have built, that I built for 16 years, Verge Yoga, is holding on by a thread. We're going to make it, right? I sold the business last December, but I'm still very much involved and very much invested financially in the business. And we're holding on. We're going to make it. By God, we're going to make it. But it has been such a tough road. And my heart breaks for small business out there, for all of us small business owners and entrepreneurs who have put our blood, sweat, and tears into our masterpieces, only to see them crushed in a matter of months. I'm pissed off. Why is this energy helpful? Because this energy propels us forward. The energy propels us into the next phase, into the next year, into 2021. This energy propels us into a new normal because we are not going back to the way things used to be. And if you want to live out the rest of your life in service of others and in service of yourself and your family, then we got to name it all and we got to get on with it. We just got to get over it and get on with it. So my energy, it may agitate you. You may be like, Kara, shut up, enough already. That's okay. But if my energy pisses you off, that's very good. Then I've done something right. Listen, we don't need to walk around life pissed off all the time. But when we do feel the agitation, when we do feel the disappointment, when we do feel so tense and tight because we know we're not living our potential, then we need to sit right in the center of the fire. And as Araya Mountain Dreamer says, sit in the center of the fire and not shrink back. She actually asked the question, are you willing to sit in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back? One of my favorite poems. And so I want to ask that of you. Are you willing to sit with me? Be agitated with me. Be disappointed with me. Name with me how we're playing small, how we're playing quiet, how we're hedging because we're worried about what others may say, how we're holding back our dreams, how we're holding back our desires, how we're holding back what we're meant to do in this life. I know I am meant to be of service to others, to help others feel their best so that they can tap into and awaken their full potential. Because when you are in your full potential, my friend, the world is a better place. You are offering your unique expression out there in only the only way that you can. So if I can help you in some small way feel better by my words, by the programs that I offer, by the products, the mental wellness protocol that I am out there selling and partnering with others to sell through Amari Global, then you know what? I will have done my work. So today, the only thing I ask of you, if you're willing, if you're ready, is to write down what you're pissed off about. You don't have to write it down. You could scream it out into the night sky. Have a good cry, because I have this week, boy. I don't know what happens after this week. I don't know, but I do know that I feel better just getting it out and breaking through these obstacles and breaking free of what's been holding me back and making me play small. So my call to action, and my only call to action to you, for me, is if you are feeling the call to connect with me, let's have a discussion. Let's find out how we can collaborate. Let's find out what we can do together. Or let's just have a good old cry together. I dare you to just email me, hello@carabradley.net, and let's start a conversation. Thank you. Hey, if you feel like there's someone in your life that needs to be to name what they're pissed off about, share this. Take care.